Live from the Brim Snack Food Studios at the KWAM Broadcast Center, it's time to Wake Up Memphis with Tim Van Horn.
Good morning. Welcome to hour number three of Wake Up Memphis on the Monty 990, 107.9 FM, 990 AM. We're streaming all the time at Monty990.com. A rainy start for many Mid-Southerners. I will tell you, though, that back edge of rain slowly easing to the south out of Shelby County, out of Fayette County, out of Crittenden County, and moving to the south. It's great to have you along for the ride. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, coming up later this hour, we'll talk about a great event the Humane Society has coming up and how you can participate in that. But one great way to participate is to always be engaged in local government. And joining us now to give us an update of what's happening around the county, Shelby County Commissioner Mick Wright joins us now by phone. Commissioner, always great to have you on. Thank you for taking time to join us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tim. It's good to be with you on this rainy morning, but I'm feeling well because I do have a bit of good news to share with you.
Wait, what? We have some good news? Let's lead with that. What kind of good news do you have for us? Has the commission disqualified the Minnesota Timberwolves? Are we through to the next round?
Well, I wish I could tell you that, but I think the Grizzlies will do fine.
Yeah.
The news that I have comes from our meeting earlier this month. The finance director told us that the state recapture rate, what the state certifies as the rate that will bring in the same amount of property tax revenue, that rate is set to go lower. And so coming into a budget season like we are, we're about to hear from Mayor Harris. He is set to propose his budget to us on it's May 4th, I believe. But, you know, coming into that budget process, you want to have the wind at your back with the wind going in the right direction. And so having the state come in and saying that we can lower, or really that we need to start with that lower rate, at least to begin with, that's really good news for us, for the taxpayers, and good news for the county too. Just that the county should have abundant resources to pay for the things that the services that you require.
With that good news coming out, have the numbers been crunched yet on dollar wise what that will mean for Shelby County and its constituents?
The numbers that they gave us was that we were expected to be about $9 million better than we should, better than we were forecasting.
Wow!
And so that when you think about, I think it's a penny on your tax rate, and there's a big long formula of how they calculate what you pay, but that tax rate is what we are focused on. But yeah, and so every penny comes out to about $2 million, somewhere around there, around $2 million of revenue to the county. And so that equals out to about a 5 or 6 cent reduction on your rate. Earlier, this past budget cycle, we had to do that. We did that this last year because of the reappraisal process, or the assessment process.
Yes.
So, our tax rate went down actually from 405 to 345. But still, myself and a lot of constituents looked at that and said, well, even with that lower rate, I'm still paying more because of those assessed values have risen. So I think hopefully this will get us down more, and we'll be closer at least to where we were before.
And in this fiscal environment that we have nationally, any bit of good news will definitely help. Can you give us the elevator speech of what that budget process is? You said Mayor Harris is expected in the next couple of weeks, but I've also heard whispers in the wind that there are some activist groups that also want to try to influence budget expenditures for social and some other programs. Can you speak to the overall process?
Yeah, we had a bit of a puzzling situation last week. There has been talk for the last year or so about this community, or whatever they call it, participatory budgeting process, And I think that part of it comes from a good place where it's commissioners saying we want to involve the public in the budget process. Hey, I'm all for that. I want to hear from as many people as possible. You should be speaking up and participating and letting us know what you think, not only about your tax rate, but about, you know, how those funds are spent. But I think in the way that how this worked was maybe eyebrow raising for me, because we heard about it last Monday, about an event that was coming up that Thursday, a week ago today. We were having this virtual meeting, and there was a survey attached to that, and that, so they had a son, you know, sharing that on Monday for this event Thursday. Well, if you want the public involved, I think you want to give them more than, you know, 3 or 4 days notice to get as many people involved as possible. But then I took a look at that survey, and you fill it out, and it turns out it was hosted by this group called the Moral Budget Coalition. There's a bunch of nonprofit and advocacy organizations that are part of that. They are advocating for not only for you to have a higher tax rate, but they're also making endorsements in county commission races. And so, you know, Stand for Children is part of that. The MICA organization is part of that.
Ooh.
So it's really, in my view, it's kind of a conflict of interest how that played out.
I know that, and this is me, just from what I've seen the last couple of years, MICA does tend to get involved into some social justice issues. Let's just say so. You're getting push from all different directions during the budget season. You've got the mayor that's going to be coming in. When will decisions have to be made? When will that final budget have to be approved? And about how much money is expected to be a part of that budget?
Well, I do think it's interesting that the timeline of when the mayor will be presenting this to us. I think the week of the election. Week of the primary election, and so that's an interesting. It'll almost be kind of a lame duck budget session, but that is due to us at the beginning of May. So we'll take a look at what he and what the administration would like to do. Our budget is somewhere around $1.5 billion. It's a very large budget. About half of that goes to education generally. And about half of what's left over generally goes to law enforcement and the courts system. And there's very little to play with unless someone wants to raise taxes, which I definitely don't want to do. But we have to get all of that wrapped up and finished before the 1st of July.
Okay. All right. So a sprint to the finish line for sure. Before you go, Commissioner, I wanted to ask you earlier this week, I had on District 4 candidate Jordan Carpenter. He's running against the incumbent Brandon Morrison. You have endorsed Jordan Carpenter. And I know this was a few weeks ago. And just looking forward to today, are you happy that you have endorsed him? Are you hearing and seeing the right things on the campaign trail from this gentleman?
I was very impressed by your interview with him earlier this week. I thought he did a great job laying out the issues that are important in Germantown and East Memphis. Again, the Stand for Children group has come to play. They have endorsed his opponent, Brandon Morrison. Again, this is the group that wants a higher tax rate. They want county funding going toward MATA, which is a city function. He called that a consolidation light move, which I would probably agree with that. So, you know, he stands against consolidation. He's against higher taxes.
And they also wanted to get rid of Amy Weirich, right?
Well, right. They were part of a flip the DA event. And so, you know, for any number of reasons, I am standing with Jordan Carpenter. I think he's going to be the right voice for Germantown and East Memphis.
All right. I enjoyed having him in studio, and I always enjoy chatting with you. And thanks for the good budget news. It's nice to come out of the block with some good news on the budget, potentially an additional $9 million into the coffers. County Commissioner Mick Wright, you can follow him at Mick Wright on Twitter. Always a pleasure. Thanks for sharing a little bit of time with us this morning, and have a great rest of your week, sir. We appreciate you.
You too, Jim. Thanks.
All right. There's County Commissioner Mick Wright on Wake Up Memphis. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk with the fine folks of the Humane Society. There is a big event that is coming up here in just a bit, and we're going to tell you all about it. Rain moving out of the area. We'll have that forecast. We'll have Commander Chuck on the way coming up in just a few moments as well. It is 8:17, and I tell you, this morning it has been rainy all over the place. We've had comprehensive weather coverage. You want comprehensive coverage and making sure that you can get back to having a great life, great mobility, feeling good, and just getting rid of some of that pain that's been nagging you for years, maybe even decades. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics provides a comprehensive approach for orthopedic needs across the lifespan, from pediatric, adolescent, adult, all the way through elderly orthopedic care. I know my mother-in-law's had a hip replacement, and she's got spring in her step. It's awesome. Our physicians offer a full range of individualized surgical and non-surgical treatment options for orthopedic programs, including hip, knee, ankle, shoulder, foot, spinal condition, sports medicine, and total joint replacement. They do it all. They have been the leader in Memphis and North Mississippi now going on for a century. No appointments needed. Walk-ins are available at all of the Campbell Clinic locations. Can you believe it? You can get the best possible outcome right here in West Tennessee and North Mississippi. They're just a walk-in, a phone call away, even at 901-759-3111, 901-759-3111. And don't forget, they have excellent physical therapy care as well. Check out everything that they do, and you can make an appointment online too at CampbellClinic.com.